Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. During the break, AJ went to the bathroom, and what happened?
I woke up to the urinal, and my ass played the first note of the final countdown.
Never part of the song.
Because you know, in the beginning, it goes. There's a couple of those before
you, you needed a couple of tight asses to come in and finish.
I really did.
The high notes.
Yeah, the high notes.
Yeah. You would think in this building would be a bunch of tight asses, but no.
Do, 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 do.
Right.
Do, 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 do.
That was me. That was me. Only a lot louder.
Jeez.
I think I saw a tile move.
It's funny.
Even like, with the slow rumble.
That note sounds familiar. Right. Oh, final countdown.
It came to my head immediately. My final countdown. We can play name that too with my ass.
It was literally the final countdown.
Yeah,
it's
usually
the final countdown to number two.
Exactly, exactly. Like, usually I play Smoke on the Water, nah, nah, nah. But yeah. Here you go. Hey, was that late too?
That's the guy in the stall next to you.
Right. Oh, we can call the game Name That Toot.
That's great.
Name That Toot.
You should start recording them.
I'll try
them
to.
In.
Yeah, but then my phone's a little funky.
Yeah, we'll play Name That Toot.
My all right. God, you should record them.
I'll put a mask over my phone.
We should all record ours.
Hey, go see.
And the tribe will have to guess
what
who
song?
It is.
Right.
You posted one once.
Name That Toot.
I did.
Yeah.
You've got most of a band already going. Your lead singer could be Fred Steele.
Fred Steele? Yeah.
Yeah. We were on vacation many years back, had a party at the house. AJ came over. Someone else came over. We partied till late in the evening.
Yes, we did.
AJ stayed over.
Yep. And then I had to go to the bathroom, so I went to the bathroom.
In the morning or at night?
No, it was while we were still kind of partying and hanging out. Okay. And then I went to the bathroom. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I stepped in there. I was dead quiet in there because I'm away from everybody else. And I let one go. And I heard Fred Steele.
Fred Steele.
And I came back, and I remember I was hammered. I go, I just met Fred Steele. And you go, who's Fred Steele? And my ass, Fred Steele.
So Fred Steele, lead vocals.
I think that'd be a fun game. We all record our toots.
Name That Toot.
Play Name That Toot.
Name That Toot.
And we play the toot, and the tribe has to call up and guess who it is.
Who it is, yeah. There I am. Final countdown.
All right, next story. Missouri mayor says huge lake parties haven't caused spike in COVID-19 cases.
Wrong-o.
Yep.
Wrong-o.
How's it
wrong-o.
Oh, Fonzie?
Wrong-o.
Wrong-o.
No, that's Jim Carrey in The Grinch.
Yes, it is. Oh. Wrong-o.
No. Because you're a child. You only know animated movies.
Your face is on the counter. You know where that counter's been.
How did you know that?
What is wrong with
you? Because how else would you know that?
Is the air thinner for you over there or what?
Jesus.
Damn it.
He called me out.
He did. You know, we never did a drug test.
It's not that hard, Ashley.
It's really
not that hard.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, he opened the door. It's like, yeah, people do it all the time. Okay, so Lake of the Ozarks,
yes,
in Missouri has seen a significant boost in tourism. Mayor Gary Marorashvili, Fred Steele.
Did someone fart him?
thinks it's because videos went viral showing people partying without social distancing.
Ah.
And so far he says it hasn't caused an uptick in cases.
As of the end of July, my numbers say we are already at 9.1 million. So I look at that and I go, well, you know, maybe we've done something right. We were worried. We thought, oh, man, 2 weeks after that, our counts are going to go up. They didn't at all.
Yeah. Come to his voice.
See?
He probably has coronavirus. He's doing the interview from a hospital bed.
Yeah, the ventilator.
We're fine. Ah, we're good. Beep. Why is the doctor laying dead on the floor?
Right. Ah, we're fine. Ah, we're good. It has nothing to do with it. No. That's parties. He fell. I farted. The first note is final countdown. The last thing I remember is I heard the final countdown. And then some guy in the bathroom started laughing.
Hello.
Senor Trump.
Hey, buenos dias.
Hola.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Bien.
How are you?
If it isn't my two favorite lamestream media people in Connecticut.
No, it's us.
Looking for a quick ratings boost from yours truly.
That's right.
Yep.
What do you think about Joe Biden's pick?
You know, did Sleepy Joe drag this announcement out way too long or what? I mean, he teased it to death like it was the Masked Singer on Fox. You know, I've already put in a call to my attorney general, William Barr, to have him find a way to debunk Kamala's birth certificate. It's a pretty solid strategy. It worked for me before. But in all fairness, it's going to be hard to convince Mike Pence's wife, Karen, to let him debate on stage alone with another woman. He may blow a spiritual gasket. You never know.
What was that, sir?
Oh, nothing, Mike. I was just saying that Kamala Harris is such a boring pick for VP.
Oh, totally boring. She lacks any personality of her own, sir.
She's completely one-dimensional and a total yes person.
You are so right, my liege. I couldn't agree with you more.
Mike, can you see if McDonald's down the street can make some quarter pounders a little early for me?
I knew you'd be hungry, so I took the liberty of calling them an hour ago, Your Grace. DoorDash will be here any minute, sir.
Did I pick the right guy for the job or what?
Oh, my God, he's on top of it.
For certain, man.
College football season has been canceled due to coronavirus. What do you think?
You know, it's never too late to change this, because America, frankly, needs college football. America also needs a national coronavirus plan, but let's focus on priorities, okay?
Right.
College football needs to come back. These kids are not delicate. They're strong and they're tough. They're practically immune from the disease. They're in college, for God's sake. With the 20 other venereal diseases that they're giving to each other, catching a little case of the corona sniffles isn't going to be anything to worry about, believe me.
All right, but what about this big biker festival in Sturgis, South Dakota?
Jeez, you sound pretty uptight about this. I should start calling you Phil. Look, Jack, look, I love all the people in Sturgis. Did you see them? I love seeing all my fellow Americans being free.
We love bikers.
Oh, yeah.
They were waving so many beautiful Trump flags in the air. And I love all the funny T-shirts the bikers are wearing. Have you seen some of them?
No.
Like, I ride so I can keep social distance. Or, does this bike make my ego look big? Or, you'd be loud too if I was riding you. And if you can read this, my wife either fell off or tested positive for COVID. There's such creative T-shirts.
Good stuff.
Really,
yeah. No.
Mount Rushmore, New York Times ran a story that said you wanted your face to be carved on it. Is that true?
Now, what kind of stupid question is that? Of course I want my face added to Mount Rushmore. You got three great American presidents, Washington, Lincoln, and Jefferson. And then for some reason we have President Wilford Brimley up there with his walrus mustache. You know, God rest his soul from the diabetes, but frankly, I don't think he's in the same league.
That's not Wilford Brimley.
No.
That's Teddy Roosevelt.
Whatever. When it comes to rock-hard men, there's no one rockier and no one harder than Donald J. Trump.
You make Michelangelo's David look like Gumby, sir.
Thanks, Mike. Look, if and when I'm finally added up there, probably when, I'm going to have to officially rename Mount Rushmore to say something I say to Melania every night.
And what's that?
Mount Trumpmore.
Okay. I'm out.
Bad visual.
Yeah.
That's all for me, everybody.
All right. Thank you, President Trump.
Stay huge, Jazz and AJ.
It's time for Fun Fact Friday.
Yay!
Yay!
Fun Fact Friday! I got Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
Do you got Fun Fact?
Yay!
Yay!
Yay! I got Fun Facts.
You done?
Yes, I am now.
All right. So, very easy to play. You call in a fun fact. It has to be a true fun fact. And the very first thing you say is, fun fact. Then you tell us your fun fact.
Right.
All right. I'll go first. Fun fact. Turkeys can blush.
Ah.
Did I use that one already?
No, you did not.
No, but I have a lot of questions about that.
When they see it, like,
how do you see it, and why are they blushing?
Exactly, right.
Is it whenever they see an oven? It's like,
exactly.
Maybe they see a pretty turkey.
Or they see a tender timer.
Or one of
that's going to hurt really bad.
Those big deep fryers.
Exactly, right.
They see a turkey baster.
A baster, a suck, yeah.
Right. Exactly, right. Anybody dressed in black and white with a big buckle. Yep.
That's why they're always making that noise. Right, wasn't that funny?
Wow, I think Ashley sounded more like a turkey reacting to your turkey.
No, that was a turkey getting the baster.
I didn't think it was that funny.
All right, we got to go around the room now and do. Wow, she's beating the count.
Yeah,
funny.
Really.
We got to go around. All right, so Phil, do your turkey.
I don't know.
AJ? Oh, that's the best one. Ashley? That's a turkey from Saudi Arabia.
It sounds like it's being abducted.
You sounded like a toddler tangled in a yo-yo.
Yeah, no, yeah. Right. Yeah, no, little Timmy swallowed the whistle.
Wow.
I'll practice.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
See, that was, at least you said the word.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Exactly right.
You went cartoon turkey on that one.
Gobble, exactly gobble, right. Gobble.
And you can actually read the print, too.
All right, AJ.
Okay, fun fact. The British royal family isn't allowed to play Monopoly.
Do we know why?
No, just not allowed to play Monopoly.
Of course we don't.
Of course not. No, they just write the fun fact over there. I'm guessing
not allowed.
I'm guessing
like
because,
it's a rule.
You know, do they seem like the game playing people to begin with?
Yes,
they really do.
Yes.
Well, besides, you know, well, they use peasants for, you know, playing chess. That's about it. The big board outside. But I don't picture them playing Monopoly anyway.
You making jokes now?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay.
Thank
it's
you.
Been banned by Prince Andrew, Duke of York, because members of the royal family got too competitive.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, wow.
See? Yeah, the queen would throw a fit, knock the freaking, you know, the game out of the way. Say, I don't want to play this anymore! And walk away, and then she'd declare war against the Falkland Islands.
That game can last for hours.
It can.
Yeah, more than hours, right?
Yeah, it can last
sometimes
days.
You just give up. Like, I'm done.
It can
I'm
last
done.
Days, yeah.
We've left the board on the table,
yeah.
And like, all right, we'll take a break and we'll come back tomorrow.
Yeah, resume.
Yeah.
Yep.
That game is, do you play where you put the money all
yes.
the in the middle,
yep,
and
them.
Then free parking, you
boom.
Get the money.
Exactly, yep.
Okay, very good.
And that was a couple of years into it. And okay. And I have to be the car every single time where I will not play.
You don't sound like a child now.
Yeah, no, no. I didn't want to sound like an adult.
Ashley?
Fun fact, tigers can and will take revenge on those who have wronged them.
I never seen Tigger do that.
No, sure, Khan does it.
Yeah.
Or Tony the Tiger.
Yeah, he said everything's great.
There's two tigers right there.
Exactly.
I don't
right.
Boom, fact check.
I don't make the fun facts. I just report them.
Like, does he like go after the Trix Rabbit when they have better sales than he does?
Exactly.
I'm going to beat you up. It's great.
They are very vengeful.
So run that by me again.
You know, like if you cheat in Monopoly, they're coming after you.
Exactly. Yeah. The tiger will come after you.
They seek revenge.
That seems normal, though, right? Wouldn't every animal do that?
Yeah.
Try to take the lady?
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Unless you didn't want her.
What's another example, though, of them being vengeful?
Maybe you took their carcass that they're eating.
Food?
Yeah, food.
Or like a three-legged one, I'm looking for the man who shot my paw. Thank you.
All right, Phil.
That was funny!
I've also got an animal fact.
Oh,
fun fact!
Fun fact.
The giraffe's tongue is black. So that they don't get sunburns on it.
Oh. So how long do they stick their tongue out?
Do you ever
that's
feed
how
a giraffe?
They eat?
No, but I mean, you seem like laying like it, a bah, you
it
know?
It wraps their tongue around your whole hand. You have to be very careful.
Yeah, otherwise you become
it's
you
a
know,
lot of fun.
Giraffe food, yeah.
Well, they eat the tops of trees.
They do.
So they can't eat in the shade.
Right. We could actually use them here.
They give birth standing up, and those babies fall very far and hit
right.
the ground.
That's your introduction
that's
to the world.
Another fun fact.
Operation Giraffe Drop.
This was my fun
that's
fact.
That's a fun fact follow-up.
I think AJ has a point. We just get giraffes and let them loose and let them do the tree trimming here in Connecticut.
We put little hard hats on, Eversource shirts on. We're good.
They got to have like their little antennas sticking
they
out.
They do.
Though.
They do. Right, right. And we'll have better cell service.
And they'll be able to see further down the road where all the other outages are.
Exactly. Right.
They've got a better vantage.
Right. You got a problem? Let me send Jeffrey.
All right, this is from Tiny. Fun fact, 20% of all U.S. power outages are caused by squirrels.
I'm guessing a fried squirrel?
Fried in the Transformer. That would have been my guess.
Wow.
Smell like nuts.
That's got to be a tough way to go.
Yep. Quick, though.
Quick.
Yeah, probably just like a... and you see a tail on.
We had that problem in Connecticut where birds along the shoreline would create...
The parakeets.
Is that what it was? Yeah, right.
Yeah, they
build those
guys.
Giant nests around the generators.
Right. And all of a sudden, the transformer goes on fire.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they're all homeless. They're all sitting there in blankets. The Red Cross is trying to find them new little nests.
And then somehow someone got them protected where you couldn't take those apart.
Can't touch them.
Yeah. That's weird because they weren't even supposed to be here. They were an invasive species.
They came because of ships that came from the islands. They were smuggled on board. They kind of around there. And then when they came over here, they became indigenous to the shoreline.
This is why he won the history quiz.
Thank you.
I think you're supposed to say fun fact before you tell us that.
fun fact, up yours. Let me explain that one to you.
All right. This is from Thomas. Fun fact. Group of baboons is called a congress.
No further questions, Your Honor.
There you go.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, AJ.
Okay. Fun fact, German chocolate cake is named after the guy Sam German, not the country.
So German chocolate layer cake, not from Germany?
Nope, it's from Sam German.
Where's Sam German from?
I have no idea. I know he's not from Germany.
How do we know that, though?
Oh, well, you know, I mean, it's pretty obvious, you know, Sam German. He's probably some guy from, like, Cleveland.
His name's probably Herman.
Can you look that up? Sam German.
Spelled exactly like the country. Sam German.
Spelled doesn't mean pronounced the same.
Pepperidge Farm used to make cake back in the day. Yep. German chocolate layer cake.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was nuts.
Oh, yeah. Antimus is a nice one, too.
I'd grab that and a quart of milk and
lunch.
Get in front of the TV. And
lunch.
AJ is correct.
Thank you.
Sam German.
And where's he from?
He was either an American or an Englishman. They don't know.
Right.
Depends on what you read.
But he's not German, so therefore, defense rests.
So possibly from Cleveland.
Could be.
All right. Fun fact. Humans have been performing dentistry since 7,000 BC.
Oh.
Makes dentists one of the oldest professions.
Yes, what they do is they tie a vine around your tooth and then they drop a rock off a cliff.
Get the job done.
Dr. Grog. And then your bill was written on the cave wall.
I like when AJ mimics everything that he says.
Right. He played that whole scenario.
He does.
Up.
He mimes it out.
I find it helps me in my delivery. Thank you. Yeah. I'm half in time. I got to do these things.
He even made a fake cave drawing on the wall behind him.
I did. I did. I want you guys to follow along. Fun fact, I do these things, okay?
He's drawing now a picture of him choking some. Oh, that's Phil.
Right. Yes. The caveman, the skinny caveman with the beard. Glasses.
And the clown nose.
Jill in Stanford.
Yes.
Fun fact.
Stephen Baldwin, the stalker.
Stephen Baldwin, the stalker.
Is that a movie or something? Or what
is that? Is that code for something? Stephen Baldwin, the stalker.
I take the dog out for a walk.
Is he
something?
In a movie called The Stalker?
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Sounds like a comic book series.
It really does, yes.
No.
The stalker.
That's an actual stalker.
Oh. Why? Who did he stalk?
A few years ago, he stalked me. We worked together on a program in New York City. He asked for me to jump in the limo. And for the next 6 months to a year, I was getting calls from different cell phones across the country where he was filming to come out and meet him on set.
Wow.
Wow, just to get you his limo. Wow.
Steve. All right, so fun fact, Stephen Baldwin had the hots for you.
Oh!
Hey, so dreamy.
So you had to, so you got in the limo?
I got in the limo. I was young. I thought it was a chance to do another program.
Right.
Yes,
now, when you
limo.
Say do another program, what happened? Did you guys date for a little while?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
You guys had business.
Right.
You guys had a nice night?
No, I was working and I was strictly business. He wanted to be a little more business.
Right. All right, but he got your phone number. He was able to stalk you.
Because we were working on business.
Right, so his business number.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So you never had any physical contact with him?
No.
There was a fun fact pause
okay.
in there.
Well, he liked you.
Yes.
Sounds like he really connected with you.
Yeah. Is he older than you or younger?
Italian. We hug. We hug.
We hug.
Right.
Yes.
But he let go, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is he older than you?
No, he's younger than me.
Oh. The cougar don't like claws.
All right. And it has to be flattering a little bit, right? The Hollywood, I don't want to say star, but Hollywood actor, famous person stalking you.
Yes.
So at first it's kind of neat. And then when did it turn scary?
The middle of the night calls and come to the set and there's tickets waiting for you and stuff like that.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, that's...
Can't get any sleep.
Did you ever think that you were in any kind of danger?
No, nothing like that. No.
Yeah, meeting Alec, for example.
Yeah, see, now if it was Alec...
Yeah, take his parking space, he'll kill you.
Take his parking space.
Right.
Punch you right out.
Exactly.
So it got to the point where he's calling you in the middle of the night. Would you tell him, stop calling me?
Yes, but then there was a new phone.
Oh.
Tried to fake you out with the new numbers.
Yes, new numbers.
So keep answering.
Oh.
Was he married at the time?
Yes.
Okay, I can see.
Is he still married to that person?
Yes.
Got a lot of us in here today.
Wow.
A lot of fun facts.
Wow. And then how did you meet Stephen Baldwin?
I did a campaign in New York City right after 9/11. To bring people back into the city and to talk more about the city. And okay. we did a double-decker bus. And it was a free city tour.
And Stephen Baldwin was the attraction on the bus?
Well,
that's tough.
He was driving the bus, actually.
That tells you how bad New York was then.
Right.
What happened was we would line people up and let them know that it was a celebrity tour, a free celebrity tour of New York City, and they would get on the double-decker bus, and I would, you know, bring in a limo, and it would be a surprise. So it wasn't just Steven. It was Mike Strahan. It was Joan Rivers.
Wow.
It was different people from, you know, from the area that people would really enjoy. And, you know, they did the tour. They had the scripted tour. We were all scripted for them, ready. And Tony Randall was one of our people as well.
Oh, wow.
And he did very well as well. Gilbert Gottfried, another situation.
Wow, what happened?
So again, I'm Italian. I hug. We say bye. Thank you.
He held on too long.
smack right on the lips.
Really?
He's still attached to your leg right now.
Gross fact fight. I can't take over.
Well, we got to get your number and talk to you more about these big time celebrities you've been with. Thank you for calling, Jill in Stanford. Hold on 1 second. Phil's going to get your number.
Okay.
Time now for Boss Pete's Top 5.
Now, the easiest thing to do would be the top 5 movies of all time, but I decided to take a different approach about something else that's making me angry.
Okay.
So the options were Power Out and Heat and the movies, and I decided to go with top 5 things that people say to you that I don't believe in.
Okay.
All right, everybody ready?
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Can't wait to hear this one.
Number 5, everything happens for a reason. It doesn't. Everything happens based on the terrible decisions you make. So I refuse to believe that this terrible thing happened, so this good thing can happen. So you're having the worst 2020 ever, so next year could be the best?
I better be.
Power goes out for 7 days. Why? So Eversource will figure out how to bury the lines? They won't. What was everything happens for a reason after Sandy and Irene and the goddamn Halloween ice storm?
Well,
nothing. Right. Nothing happens for a reason.
Well,
spoiler alert. It's all random. You're out of luck.
Right. Well, the reason being the contractor's got a lot of work.
right, I guess.
Yeah, so? That was
right. If you run one of those freelance power companies, the reason is you get to build a new pool.
Exactly, right.
So have you ever had an occurrence in your life where at that moment you couldn't figure out why it happened, but now you look back and and you say, oh, I get it.
No, because I don't believe in kismet or karma or any of that nonsense.
Kismet.
So at my previous job to this one, they cut my pay by 30%. I didn't say, oh, well, maybe someday I get to work with Chaz and AJ if this all works out. Get out of here.
They said, well, that would be even worse than losing 30%.
Everything happens for a reason. They need to cut your salary to save money.
It was a reason for it. It was their reason. So that can eventually go out of business.
It wasn't your reason. It was their reason.
All right, number four. If you vision something hard enough, it will come true. This is Oprah's The Secret.
Oh, God.
I also don't believe it. So I've envisioned living in palm trees in L.A. every day since 1992. So I guess I got the warm part,
yes,
but I didn't get the L.A. part.
Right.
So I don't believe in picture boards or if I want to make a certain amount of money, you put that number everywhere. Doesn't work. The only thing that works is networking and, like, trying.
Well, the cool thing
reality.
Is...
reality.
Cool right, thing right. Reality's work.
What would be on your vision board?
Well, like L.A.
Not
being
us.
Being, like, ripped.
Hot
like,
dogs.
He wants to get as far away as he can from us. Yes.
We would not be.
L.A. is as far as he can get from us and still be in this country.
It would be a rear view mirror with us way back.
like a pool. I mean, there'd be a lot of things. But, like, these things are never going to happen, even if I vision it. And this nonsense, I have a...
At some point in your life, didn't you envision yourself being on the radio?
Yeah, it's what I always wanted to do, but I don't...
Okay.
Yeah, but I didn't envision it. I, like, went to school
for it. Did you ever envision yourself going to a U2 concert before you ever saw U2 live?
Yeah, but I didn't, like... Okay. Yeah, that doesn't count. That one's a good one, because I had U2 pictures everywhere.
There you go. That was your vision board.
Ugh. Even my 13-year-old daughter's got this in her head. She's like, you know, if I talk about Princeton enough, I'll eventually go there. I go, no, you have to study. This is stupid.
Yeah, Dad's not paying for
you
it.
You do have to study.
Right, study, yes.
Yes, dream of a scholarship.
Okay, number three, similar. You can do anything you set your mind to. Also not true.
Yeah, so it's illegal.
I set my mind to building patio furniture like 2 months ago, right? I'm going to tune out the distractions. I'm going to focus on the project. I'm going to do it great. 3 hours later, and now, they're still wobbly. I didn't use 7 of the screws. They're sitting next to the patio furniture in case something bad goes wrong.
Those are extra screws.
Are they, though? Because the instruction said I'm supposed to use them all.
Yeah, no, that's
you're supposed to put your mind to it, not your hands.
Right.
You have someone else put their hands to
it.
Right, so I'm sitting there, and it took, like, all day, and it's not like I had a million beers while I did it. I was, like, focused. Like, I'm going to set my mind to this. I'm going to build this thing. And, I don't know, you sit on those chairs, you're like, it's a little wobbly.
Well, it's like saying I'm going to put my mind to getting on the space shuttle and successfully flying it.
Right.
There'd be some training involved.
What if you put up pictures of the space shuttle? Then it can happen. Okay, number two. This one's a little dark. At least they aren't suffering anymore. This is the big one that people say at funerals.
Yes.
How do you know?
Exactly.
What if there's reincarnation? You come back as that koala that can't eat anything.
Right.
Those koalas, when they eat, they throw up all the time, and their teeth don't work right, and they have chlamydia. So maybe they are still suffering. Right.
Or they went straight to hell.
Right, or they're in hell.
Or
so
they're
it depends
in hell.
What religion you believe.
Right.
Or it's the big abyss.
Or do we have to do it here?
But yeah, so I don't buy that. So when I go to funerals, I don't say that. I just say, like, sorry for your loss.
Right.
What a bummer.
You don't say, at least they're not suffering.
Yeah, at least they're not suffering. Because they could be.
And you're out of there like 10 minutes, aren't you?
Right, I'm in and out.
Or
all right.
You don't say, wow, they look great. Right. No, they look
they
dead.
Never do. Right.
Yeah. Well, they look weird more than anything.
They never look real. Like they looked like in life.
Yeah,
they dress them up like if it's someone who usually had disheveled hair, leave the hair disheveled.
Yeah, really. Oh, yeah, I like that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, if they have mustard stain in their shirt, leave it.
Well, they can bring me to Chaz's funeral home someday.
Okay. Yes.
And number one, the top five myths I don't believe in. Tomorrow will be a better day. Will it? Like, I don't know that. Will I be able to go see a movie in a movie theater? I don't think tomorrow's going to be another better day. I think tomorrow's also going to blow.
The sun will come out tomorrow.
Right. That's another one. Same idea.
What do you mean?
Great. And then it will be blazing hot again.
Right.
Like, I don't believe... Ugh. This was sort of a negative list.
It was. Yes. Right. It was you.
It felt good.
Yeah. Usually these are more fun.
This is more therapy for you, isn't it?
Right. I'm just letting it out. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.